Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Right, here is the commercial I think you were talking about here, Melissa. The Snuggie commercial.
You want to keep warm when you're feeling chilled, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Blankets are okay, but they can slip and slide. And when you need to reach for something, your hands are trapped inside.
I know.
Now, there's the Snuggie, the blanket that has sleeves. The Snuggie keeps you totally warm and gives you the freedom to use your hands. So now,
Thank God.
Work the remote or read a book in total warmth and comfort. Use your laptop without being cold. Or enjoy a snack while staying snugly warm. Snuggie is made of ultra-soft, thick, luxurious fleece with oversized sleeves so you can move your arms and use your hands and still be wrapped in warmth. Super large, one size fits all, so you can stay warm from head to toe.
Even if you are obese.
Cold feet. And with Snuggie, you can get up and still stay warm. Perfect for
you. Jeff mentioned this, that this is the time of year where you start seeing all these infomercials, and they were bombarding you with them a couple of weeks ago, right before Christmas.
Right.
So it seems like we do this at least once a year, where we ask you guys, if you bought into the infomercial and you bought one of these products, give us a call right now and let us know, did it meet the hype of the commercial, or does it just totally suck? Like, it was a total waste of time. Because all the commercials, they all make all these products look like they are so state-of-the-art, and they do what commercials do. They sell them.
Yeah.
And then you get them to your house and they absolutely suck half the time. So which ones did you guys buy? And give us a review. 404-741-Q100.
I love As Seen on TV Store, because that is the one.
There is a full store of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because it wasn't this year, but a couple years ago. Do you remember the commercial for the it'll help you fold your laundry thing, where it's like flap, flap, flap? Like, it's this plastic thing.
I sort of do.
Yeah, I got that. Because
I
thought, this will help with my laundry, because I never worked retail. You can tell the people that worked retail and those that didn't, because the ones that work retail can fold those clothes and towels like that. And I botch it every time. And so I bought one of those things. And it works, but it's one of the thing is, though, you're taking this big, huge, it's the size of two serving trays. And then you're having to fold each shirt with that. And after a while, you're like, I'd rather just have the wrinkled shirt than deal with this. But I did. I got the fold a shirt thing.
There's one infomercial that I keep seeing that is really attractive to me, but I just don't know how it's possible. Because I go down to South America quite a bit. I love it down there, but my Spanish sucks. So every time I travel down there, it's always a struggle. Always a struggle. I'm ordering food. I probably had cow's tongue 3 times last week and didn't even know it.
So you bought a Spanish-speaking person off the television?
Yes.
That's cool.
Right off of Buford Highway. I told him to get right into the car. There's an infomercial of how you can learn Spanish in 1 hour.
Right.
How the hell is that possible?
No way.
Selling it so well that I'm like, maybe I should get my hands on this thing. In 1 hour you can learn Spanish?
No way.
I don't know either.
You should buy it and try it.
I have heard the Rosetta Stone works, and they sell that on TV, but that's not one of those as must seen on TV. But Rosetta Stone's expensive.
It's real expensive,
That's like $300 or something. I mean, I was like, what?
I'd like to speak
another language, but really?
We've got the Rosetta Stone one for Spanish if anyone wants to borrow it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Did it work?
We haven't even used it yet.
See, that's the thing, is you have to be diligent to stick with it.
Yeah.
Even after spending the money on it.
Yeah.
All right, so this can be about any item that you bought. Not the Snuggie. It doesn't have to be the Snuggie or whatever, but
anything
you bought off an infomercial. Could be that George Foreman grill. I know some people love that thing. Others think it just absolutely sucks.
I want to know about that mini burger thing we mentioned earlier. Because that thing looks
slider maker?
Awesome. Yes.
Tell you what they're doing with that
thing.
Probably
do the yelling at you.
They're putting all the stuff in there for the sliders.
Uh-huh.
Then they're putting it in the oven. And then what you don't see is the intern going to Ted's Montana Grill, buying a platter of sliders, bringing it back in. Then they're sliding them in. It's a secret oven. They take out the thing and they put in the professionally made ones.
I'm telling you, it looks cool.
Hey, Meg.
Hey, I was just going to tell you that my friends and I have been watching the Snuggie infomercials for the past month, and they are hilarious. And they're actually sold out everywhere.
They're that good.
Yeah, I swear. We tried to call as a joke a couple weeks ago, and they're sold out.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Don't buy it as a joke. They're
That's the greatest invention ever made. I love to stay warm, and I've been looking for that for the longest time.
Has now anyone just seen it with a Falcons logo on it?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That's probably next. They're probably working on trademarks
right
now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Has anyone ever owned a Chia Pet? I mean, they're around. They've been around for 50 years, or it seems like.
Yeah, we got them for Hayden, I think, a couple of years ago.
Because I've never owned one.
Yeah,
but
fine.
Every year, I almost get it, and then I don't. I'm like, I don't want to be the dork.
We almost bought that one.
Simpson head Chia.
Like the Scooby-Doo.
We almost bought the one that the cat. That grows the pet grass that the cat can eat, because we were really thinking Goo Goo doesn't vomit enough in our own home. So if we could, you know, have her puke even without going outside to eat the lawn, it'd be cool.
Hey, Gina, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What'd you buy?
Actually, my husband kind of got it for me as a joke for Christmas, but it was the pet egg.
The pet egg?
The pet egg is like a foot thing. Pee-pee.
Say again?
It's like a foot thing that kind of helps you manicure your feet.
That's right. Takes the dry skin off.
Okay.
Yes. I have that.
The pedicure egg.
Yeah.
You have that too?
I have that.
And the Snuggie.
Oh my God. How much,
no wonder why you don't have any money.
Well, the pet egg was really inexpensive. Yeah. I used it once and that was it.
How about you, Gina? Did you love it? Would you recommend it?
I absolutely love it. It worked.
Really?
We got it at the S Scene on TV store.
I got
an etiquette thing with the pet egg, which seems so obvious and will seem so obvious to everyone in this room, but Jessica and I went to a White Elephant Christmas party, and my gift was the pet egg combined with the oven glove, which, by the way, the oven glove
bought the oven glove,
The oven glove is great.
I have an oven glove.
It's
awesome.
I think
you and Jessica gave it to me.
Is it work?
It
does. It does. It works. It's pretty good.
It's an oven mitt with fingers.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Like, that's cool.
That's one of those things like, why did I think of that?
Yeah.
So anyways, we gave somebody as the White Elephant gift the pet egg in the oven glove, and he decided to keep it because it was such a cool thing. But another woman at the party opened up the pet egg and began using it.
Oh no.
So you're scraping it on your foot and the dead skin shavings fall inside
Gross.
There.
What?
And then announced that it works really well and gave it back to the rightful owner.
You can't do that.
She peed on it, basically.
She got her dead skin.
But she didn't
want to take it home.
Did he not give it back to her?
He tried to, and she's like, no, you can keep it.
Yeah, of course.
That's gross.
You can't use someone else's skin shaving device.
Hey, Kai, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Violation.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Okay. I got that shark super steamer, you know, like that thing supposed to work on the water and the steam, and you can blow all the dirt off, and that's a big fraud.
I don't know that I've seen
that one.
Wasted all my time. I bought it thinking I could clean my kitchen floors with it real good and get the crevices in the bathroom. That thing sucks. You have to get so up on it to do it, and it's more time trying to get like one spot than it would take you to clean it with like a toothbrush. Like, that thing sucks.
So the super steamer, don't get that. There was the one a couple of years ago, that little vibrating belt that you put around your waist.
I had that.
You have that one also?
I did have that in middle.
That was supposed to
be
it came from that store.
Give us your credit card.
I have my help to
take away.
It was supposed
TV.
To contract your abs, like, and you're supposed to get these sculpted abs without ever doing a sit up at all. And I thought 12 times, I gotta go get that thing.
Didn't work.
But we talked about it on the air, and everybody called up and said, that thing sucks. What a waste of time.
For that ab heating belt, it was supposed to like sweat off the pounds. I had that too. Didn't work.
No.
You're just pretty much getting yourself hot for no reason.
Hey, Chris, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. What's up?
What's up, guys? I actually buy, like, everything off TV. I have the Aqua Globes. I bought a bunch of those for gifts, and I actually have some in the house. And I have the little smooth-away hair thing, and I have a Snuggie, and I have a pet egg.
What's an Aqua Glove?
Yeah.
It's actually what you do is you fill it with water, and you put it in your plants. So when your plant breathes, the oxygen actually goes up in it and releases water into the plant, so it waters your plant for you.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're actually really cool. I actually work at a store where we sell all this stuff, and I get like 30% off of it. So I get all of it like really, really dirt cheap, and it's all cool as crap.
Are you hiring? Because Wendy needs that part-time job.
Forget about Five Faces. This is the place you need to be right here.
I know that plant thing he's talking about. It's really cool. You don't have to water your plants. You just stick
them. They're like the cool thing. We could not keep them in stock at my work, and then I actually bought a Chia Pet, too, just this Christmas, because right after Christmas, they're like $8 now. So
the Aqua Glove you highly recommend.
The Aqua Glove's awesome. The pet egg's awesome. The Snuggie. The sleeves are so huge. The only thing I don't really like is a little smooth away thing. Yeah, I bought it for my roommate. You like basically sand away your hair, and it kind of sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's not a ringing endorsement.
I just think, that tagline kind of sucks. Just fan away your hair.
And Lee, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
All right. What's up?
Yeah, the story I thought of is my dad. He purchased this. It's like a Miracle tanning cream. And what was so funny about it is, you know, he locked it away in the bathroom and, you know, made sure no one could use it because when you see the commercial, you see these models and they rub the tanning cream on and they're, you know, instantly tan.
Right.
Well, it just so happened we were going on vacation. And so he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to save this cream for my vacation. Well, we get down there and, you know, we've had flights and everything booked already. He applies the tanning cream all over his body. And instead, it turned him purple.
Oh no.
You're kidding. Oh,
so the dude had to go on the beach purple?
Not what he did. He actually had to go to the bathroom and, like, more or less break off his skin.
Oh, no.
Well, he had to use that thing that sands away the hair off your skin. See, that's how they get
you. There
you
go.
See, that's the smart thing about the company is they would sell you some tanning stuff that makes you purple and then sell the antidote also.
Right. Yes.
To get you back to your regular skin color.
That's
and that's the Miracle Tanning Cream. So unless you want to be purple, you're going for that look, I think I'd stay away from that one. The Total Gym. The review on that one, liked it. The Orec vacuum sucks.
But what if you have to pick up a bowling ball with your vacuum cleaner?
The slider maker, people were calling saying absolutely sucks also.
Oh no.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So this is a true story. This is something that I have actually experienced. I was in Florida for the holiday, and Katie and I, we always road trip everywhere. So we were coming back home, so we were headed back to Atlanta.
Even when you went to Japan, you road tripped.
That's right. Because we had a special car that drove over the ocean. No, anyway, so...
It was a plane pool.
Yeah, exactly. So we were coming back from Florida, and before we left town, we decided that we wanted to get an audiobook so that, you know, something to listen to on the way back because, you know.
You don't want to talk or
road trip. Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk all the time. And so we decided, and she wasn't feeling well, so we decided to get an audiobook. We go into a bookstore. We're trying to find a bookstore where we were, just driving around. We found like a Books A Million, I think, was the chain that we found. So we went in, got, you know, picked an audiobook out, fine. We're in line to purchase the item, and we noticed that the cashier behind the desk that was checking everybody out was asking everybody about, you know, the typical card. Do you have your Books A Million Shopper Savers card, it's called?
Trying to push one of those cards on
you. Books A Million Club. Are you a member? You can save 10% today and every day. Hey,
yeah. Now that is obnoxious on its own. But her spiel was probably four times longer than what Jeff had just said.
And you can't stop them. They're like a runaway train.
So Katie and I are standing there, and there's a guy in front of us, poor guy, who did the physical symbol of, no, I'm not interested. Like, just the whole kind of moving his hands around, like, no, I'm good. And she kept going and kept going. So Katie and I are making fun of the fact that the poor guy cannot get out of her spiel.
Right.
You know, but I was prepared. I was like, oh, well, you know, at least I know that she's about to come at me with this. So I'm in my turn. I go up. I put the audiobook down, ready to check out. She said, "Do you have your Books A Million? Shopper cashier card saver to do?" And I was like, "No, thanks. I'm not interested. I'm good." "Oh, are you sure? It'll save you 10%." And I'm like, "No, actually, I'm really good. I appreciate it, but no, thank you." And then she said, "Well, let me tell you about it anyway." And then went into this spiel about, and I wish I could remember what you said because it was almost like I was in an SNL skit.
At what point did you finally just say, look, can I just tell you that you're wasting your time here?
I said, I'm good. I'm really good. You know, and then she kept going and kept going. And fortunately, she's checking me out at the same time. But then she slapped down on the table this list of magazines and told me that I also qualify for these magazines. And which magazine do I want? Geez. And I stared at her and I said, what did you just say? And then she stared back at me, and there was a pause there for, you know.
And then that music, the dual music.
is a
the
fight.
Tumbleweed blew
yeah.
by.
Yes, and
it's
so,
a showdown. Now.
Yeah, exactly. And then I can't remember what broke the silence. You know, because it, you know there's sweat beating on our foreheads and twitchy fingers on what we were going to do. If I was right. going to sling my book at her, or she was going to sling a card and cut my throat. But yeah, so she slapped my receipt down, and I left without much. You know, much more said.
I think this goes along with the same conversation we had a couple of days ago about the mall kiosk.
Yes.
About vultures that are overly aggressive this year. And I'm also hearing it on the phones now from time to time with phone solicitors, how they're more aggressive. And I think this has everything to do with the economy.
Absolutely.
I think that these people are paid on commission, and with every magazine subscription, in uh-huh. your case, that is sold, or every phone solicitation that comes in. I've had a guy on the phone say to me when I said, look, I'm not interested. What, you don't like saving money?
What?
Oh, yeah. I've had that line used before. I understand it with the phone soliciting and trying to actually get you to physically spend money to purchase something. What I don't like is the, would you like to save 10% by opening a card today?
Yeah.
And then I say, no, thank you. I'm fine. Well, do you have our card? Well, as a matter of fact, I do, but I'm just choosing to use my American Express because I really like SkyMiles because they would get me away from you.
Well, I mean, you're already making a purchase. That, I mean, going on what Jeff's saying is you already are spending money in the store and have been in the store. And the fact that, and I really wish it was so comical. It went on for
awesome.
So long that it became offensive.
All right, there may be a reason why they are forcing these on you. Good morning, Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I used to work for Books a Million. I was one of the managers.
Okay.
And the cashiers actually have to. They have to do a certain percentage, and if they don't, they will get fired.
If they don't do what? If they don't
if
sell
they
a certain
not
amount?
Do the preferred customer card and the magazine.
Yeah, that puts, that really yeah. puts your company at risk because
yes.
if your employees get overly aggressive and you turn somebody like Melissa Carter off here, mm-hmm. she's never shopping there ever again.
Yeah, I will go yeah. to Barnes & Noble or Borders before I go to Books A Million now because I don't want to have that anymore because
right.
that was it turned me off so much. No, I won't.
Yeah, but one of those
Barnes
has
Noble
a club,
Barnes & Noble does
too.
It also. They yeah. actually charge more for their card.
I understand that, but guess
yeah.
what? They ask me for the card. I say I don't want it or I do want it, and that's the end of the
yeah.
conversation.
Yeah, let's let it go
right.
at that point.
Yeah,
right.
let it go.
A lot of the cashiers will do it, but you always have the ones that want to exceed because especially if the district manager's house out of that store or something, because if they don't hear them offering it or especially like the little, they have the stupid little, I don't work for the company anymore, but because we would have to do this to the cashiers, and it's embarrassing and it's so unfair because, you know, $20 for a year thing, and there used to be stuff that they could get or yeah. free stuff that you would get to sign up, and that was different. Or it used to be $10, but when it went to $20, the cashiers are putting it in.
You're already overselling, Melissa.
She's doing the same thing
to
you.
I can tell you're a Books A Million former employee. No,
it's the same as Scientology, Melissa. Once you're in, you're never
yeah,
really out.
I don't care about the discount and all this stuff. I understand what you're saying, but it's like if you can sense from the customer that they're not interested and they're giving you physical, that poor boy
right.
was giving these physical signals that I thought he was going to find. I don't know what he was going to do.
Like, what part of no are you not picking up on here? The N or the O?
It was so funny that Katie actually had to physically leave us, and she was toward the door laughing because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. Well, I used to work retail, and I can understand the whole credit card thing. I mean, we got extra money
mm-hmm.
for giving out credit cards. The more credit cards, the more cash we got. We would get cash up front for giving out credit cards.
I understand, but the bottom
but
line is,
customer.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
You're going to lose a customer
trouble.
If you
we
go overly aggressive.
We would get in trouble if
that.
We didn't ask.
Yeah.
I'm not faulting. I don't think Melissa is either faulting the employee. Because I busted my ass. It was Eddie Bauer. You got the Eddie Bauer card? I got $10. Seriously.
I've got cards to some places.
But,
it's okay to ask me, but you know what? You know, let's have a personal interchange, and if you can tell that I'm saying no, then let it go.
Hey, Nikita, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show, huh?
What's your slogan? If
hey.
I say no,
let it go!
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm up early, and I'm just excited.
That's all right. What's up?
I actually work in AutoZone,
mm-hmm.
and we have to do the same thing. We have what we call an AutoZone rewards card.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ask every customer, even if we're only supposed to ask if they spend $20, but we have to ask even if they spend $10.
Well, it's okay to ask. Like, that's the thing. It's okay to ask me, and I get the commission on the cards and everything, but don't spend literally 5 minutes, and I'm not kidding, 5 minutes explaining to me about the card when I'm
yeah,
telling you no three times. you know?
Sometimes we have to do the same thing. Like, we have what we call a checkout challenge.
The checkout challenge sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's like an item of the quarter.
Uh-huh.
And we have to push it. It could be something that costs like $8 normally, and it may cost like $2 now. And we have to ask. And if we don't ask, and if we don't sell enough during the quarter or the period, then they threaten our jobs.
You guys are becoming like drug dealers, pushing your drugs on everybody else.
Well, I feel bad for the employees because, I mean, the threat of firing if you don't do that, that's wrong.
It puts tremendous pressure
on them.
That's
wrong.
For sure.
Because you can't pay that employee if you lose your customers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You having second thoughts here, Jennifer?
No, it's a little bit of both. I'm nervous. Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
The whole swimsuit and then sitting
here. Yeah. This is, I'm telling you, I've had to do this twice now. I mean, we haven't officially called it Motivation by Humiliation, but when I've had to take these two pictures for our website and I knew I was going to be half naked on the site, look, there is no better motivator than when people are going to be looking at you and you know they're going to be judging you. You want to look your best, right?
I'm going to skip that extra trip to the cupcake shop.
Totally. I mean, it's on your mind all the time. All the time. And we've been talking about this the last couple of days. New Year's resolutions are funny because they seem like such a great idea on January 1st. But for the most part, by January 20th, look at the gyms.
Right. They're packed now.
Packed right now.
But then in a couple of weeks, they'll start dwindling. By February, they'll be empty again.
It's like we were talking about that boot camp thing that was on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I'd challenge a TV station to put a camera at boot, because they were at boot camp the first show of the year, and there's like 50 people out there jumping jacks,
this is the year.
Doing the tire run. They put the same camera there on February 1st. It's going to be like 30 people March 1st, 15 people by April 1st. It's going to be the trainer and like two of his friends.
And it's the same thing year in and year out with resolutions. You make the same ones every year, and you really need something different to make sure that you're going to be successful this year. And that's why we have offered up Motivation by Humiliation. And Jennifer here has great motivation because you're getting married this year, right?
Yeah, November.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, congratulations.
That'll be a motivator anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting married in Mexico, so I don't want to look like a little beached whale out there.
You're going to be fine. So you want to lose weight for the wedding, or are you more concerned about the honeymoon?
A little bit of both.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't the wedding generally like the motivating factor anyway, though? Like
the pictures?
Yeah. I just came back from a wedding and I saw the pictures and I kind of hanging over the dress and I was like, this is going to be the year.
You guys ever had that? Like there's one defining moment where you realize, okay, I got to start doing something. It's either a picture or you can't get into a chair that you used to be able to get into. Mm-hmm. Or
for a lot of women, it's their pair of jeans. When those jeans don't button anymore, you got to...
Or when
hit the
your
gym.
Stomach hangs over the jeans.
Yeah, it's when you realize you got the muffin top going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think for guys, it's the love handle on the side of the jeans. Like when it starts to, the jeans roll over a little bit on the side, you're like, okay.
Time to go.
To get it.
For me, it was when I couldn't fit into my high school cheerleading uniform.
I'll do it.
So Jennifer, here's how Motivation by Humiliation is going to work. Okay. You came in here today knowing this, that we're going to put you in a bikini, and you're going to go with Tracy into another studio. You guys will be by yourselves, and she's going to take pictures of you.
Right.
It's the regular guy's studio, but don't be intimidated by that.
They won't pay attention or say anything. They're very respectful. Don't worry
about it. There's bikinis in there all the time.
Right.
And I'm assuming that those are pictures that you don't want to go public because you don't like the way you look right now.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah. I don't want anybody to see those.
Well, Tracy will keep those. She's going to take pictures from your front, your back. I mean, she's not. These are not going to be flattering photos. We didn't hire a professional photographer. The lighting's not going to be great. You don't want these going public.
Right.
So we're going to hold on to those.
Okay.
And now here's the real question for you. How much weight do you want to lose and by what date?
I want to lose about 30 pounds by, I'm going to say July 1st.
Okay.
Okay.
July 1st.
She looked at me, and I feel a lot of pressure. Like, I said July 1st, I thought,
that's
you know.
That's a good amount.
Yeah.
That's a workable number,
yeah,
right,
that's
Jen?
6 months.
I mean, I think so, but it's it's going to take diligence because at first, when you first get started, you'll definitely see a big change. I'll say, like, once you, you know, change your habits or, you know, eating habits and workout habits, whatever, you'll lose 10 pounds in a hurry. And then it's that plateau that you have to get through. You know what I mean? And really sticking with it after that's, you know.
My goal is to not only just work out, but, you know, change the way I eat because I pig out. I can eat a whole pizza, you know, for lunch. So I kind of want to change everything.
This will stop that. I promise you that. Are you a yo-yo dieter where you try, not successful, or you try, you're doing all right, then it's not good, then
I
it's good?
I don't work out at all.
No.
I had a girl.
She's a no-no dieter.
I just never even really tried. Yeah.
Not so much.
So do you know what to do as far as like eating goes and exercising goes?
I
you kind of have
a trainer,
plan?
I had a trainer last year.
Okay.
And I just like getting up and going to her. But this year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, she gave me a food log and I'm writing down how many calories I'm taking in and what food groups to eat. And
I'm sure the first thing she says is don't eat a whole pizza at lunch. I mean, that, you know,
sounds
I don't know.
Good.
That may be,
or
you
the
know,
cupcakes.
Yeah, you probably want to stay away from those also. All right. So we're going to do an official weigh-in with producer Tracy. We won't mention publicly what the weight is because I know women are sensitive about that.
No.
But we will bring you in from time to time and find out how much weight that you have lost going up to that day. And you want to lose 30 pounds by July 1st.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And
you're going to do it.
Good luck.
Got it. Thanks.
You're going to feel so proud of yourself once you do it.
And you're going to do it.
Stick with it.
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Oh, you're going to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And here's why. So let's make it completely clear on why you're here and what's going to happen on July 1st.
Okay.
If you don't reach your 30-pound goal, then the pictures that you take today are going up on our website. We have public domain with them. So if we decide we want to put them in the AJC, we can put them in the AJC.
Wow.
If we want to put them up on a billboard, we can put them up on a billboard. That would be really close to your house. You'd have to go by it every single day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's,
we're
sweet
it,
now, but damn,
painted.
We'll be mean in July.
Painted on the side of your house.
That's right. So you are basically saying to us, do with this picture whatever you want if I don't lose the 30 pounds.
Exactly.
You're okay with that?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Because I'm going to lose it.
You're going to lose it. That's right. It's not even going to be an issue.
What does your fiance say?
Oh, he told me not to come.
He really?
Oh, he did. He did.
Yeah, because he knows how I am. You know, I'll try for a little bit and then just kind of let it go. I don't do anything, you know, after it. So this is actually going to be the motivation, you know, because I know he said no, so I'm going to keep going. So my picture's not up in Vining somewhere.
When is the last time he said, look, rethink this? Was it on the drive-in this morning? Or was it like, it was? He's like, baby, you want to think about this
turn
one
around,
more time?
Turn around.
You can still turn around.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.